USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of millions of Americans are clearly worried about the coronavirus here in the United States, but President Trump, not so much.
No, I'm not concerned at all. No,
the president commenting during a photo opportunity at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida as he was welcoming Brazil's president for a dinner.
We've had tremendous cooperation with other countries and all over the world, and we've made it very, very tough, very strong, very stringent borders.
Missouri, Kansas, and the nation's capital all reporting their first confirmed cases of the virus. Meanwhile, the Italian government has locked down entire sections of the northern part of that country, restricting movement for a quarter of the Italian population in a fight to contain the virus there. The prime minister announcing the governmental decree yesterday, saying it's a national emergency. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Six people are dead and 28 are still unaccounted for, many of them trapped, after a hotel being used as a coronavirus quarantine site collapsed in southeastern China without warning late last night. About 70 people were inside the building at the time. Authorities say by Sunday morning, 43 people have been rescued, 36 of them hospitalized. Virginia is moving forward with gun control legislation. The state legislature voted in a Saturday session to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passing both the state Senate and General Assembly. It's now to be reviewed by the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who's expected to sign it into law. Today is International Women's Day. The occasion marks female achievements as well as the challenges women still face. The United Nations officially recognized the day back in 1977. The theme this year, I am Generation Equality. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A highly influential jazz piano player and composer, McCoy Tyner, has passed away at the age of 81. Tyner's family announcing his death on his Facebook page and Twitter account, the cause of death not disclosed. The Philadelphia native came to prominence in the early 1960s as a member of the John Coltrane Quartet, the foursome considered one of the greatest in jazz history. His piano playing featured modal and scaled melodies as well as percussive African rhythms. The National Endowment for the Arts named him a Jazz Master's Award winner in 2003. The Iditarod Sled Dog Race kicking off in Alaska today. The ceremonial start of the annual race was held in Anchorage yesterday. Spectators took photos with the mushers and got to pet some of the 800 sled dogs taking part in the race. The actual race begins today north of Anchorage in Willow, where over 50 competitors will try to travel nearly 1,000 miles to the town of Nome. It's time to spring forward an hour. Daylight saving time began at 2 a.m. Eastern for most Americans, requiring that clocks be set ahead 1 hour. Of course, that's usually automatic with our modern devices, but if you still have the old-fashioned clocks that need to be set by hand, you'll want to make sure that's done. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.